Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to On Cue. This is a test run for my radio show. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Thanks for joining. No matter if you're a principal, a student, or a vocals on or the bass, or no matter the role, you have a purpose and you're a leader in that purpose. Our goal here is simple, to have a dialogue, a conversation about leadership based in God's word, equip leaders with a roadmap in order to tap into faith and build trust and discipleship, equip leaders, everyday leaders that are making a difference and testify to God's goodness and transformation. Simply put, our mission is to inspire and equip others to lead where they are. Get us on cue, on cue with God's will and his purpose, and get on cue with his calling in our lives and our purpose. Get others on cue with that. So what is on cue? It is how Nehemiah empowered a star, broken, desperate people in building a wall around ancient Jerusalem, a way of life. He cued them up. Q is an acronym, C-U-E is an acronym for C is common ground, it's what we can agree on, it's really the why. U, unified thought, is the what vision can we share? E, equally yoke, is how, is what is our plan, the game plan, our role, and what's the end game in that? So Q leadership integrates biblical principles of leadership using Nehemiah as a model to help us, number one, to get people to trust us, and number two, to get people to follow you, which is discipleship. Please visit our website, qleadership.com or .org, find more about the ministry and about me. So follow us on Twitter at qleadership or befriend us on Facebook at Q Foundation Inc. You know, Lord has, we'll start with our prayer this evening. Lord, you've given a powerful, merciful, loving God. We thank you for this day. Lead us. Bless us, this ministry, our audience, and all that are serving you. Honor you today by doing two things, giving you the glory, and number two, serving this generation. Now, Lord, we know that Q, leadership, is your brainchild, but our calling in your name. So as Romans 12:2 tells us, be not conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and yet you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So lead us in raising some transformation leaders and gatekeepers in your name. Please use this ministry to help others to call, hear the call, and receive the call. In other words, understand that there is a higher calling and there is a journey for everyday leaders. We pray that we be open and that we hear you and not me. Let your words shine and help us to have the right questions no matter the difference. Help us to all to remember that this life is about Christ and about a renewal of our spirits. And there may be differences of opinion, but we know that let us do what a true transformational leader said. Let us agree without being disagreeable, and ultimately be thought partners in all that we talk about. Amen. Our show is not to criticize, but to shine a light on some truth and love. And it's not to tell you what to do, but provide a different lens to see things. And it's not to focus on the mere symptoms of the problem, but really the root of the problems. Treat the infection and not the runny nose. A couple weeks ago, it was the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It marks the passing of not only a leader, but also an icon of public culture. Thousands of dignitaries, stores, and citizens across the nation collectively commemorated the life and legacy of a fallen president. 50 years to that day on November 22nd, and even for the moment, he was brutally assassinated in Dallas. Now, can you imagine the feeling of that day? I could only imagine. That's why I went to a source like no other, my mother Sarah, and I would ask her, you know, what did she remember about that day and how she felt? She really said that, you know, the man was liked by everyone. He made a difference for blacks and as well as whites, all that knew him. Or of him, and her only question was, why would they shoot someone so young and promising? He's well liked, but sometimes, as you said, the devil looks around and he comes and sometimes takes a shining star. It was a sad day for them all. And I asked her, do we still believe in the words of "Acts not" speech in today's society? And she says, so many people in this world can do something to help somebody, and even if it's talking or just giving them a smile. But in some senses, she does believe that we still believe that. And in other instances, we don't. So So do we still believe and honor these words? If we change the word God to country? And she mentioned not all the time. Some tribe or some in need not to judge, for they maybe think they're on God's side. There's merely a two-part story to it. Some are not, and others are not as righteous as they're trying to be. You know, what's really birthed the question of the day was, JFK, can one person make the difference? And when you hear that name, you think of JFK, you think of leadership, charisma, inspiration. One person can make the difference, and reasons why we name our daughter Kennedy over that, because that's where I come from. That notion still exists. You know, to help us with that, we'll highlight some the Smith brothers, both raising the consciousness and providing a voice for those who believe and believe and still the astronaut words. Our Reverend Nehemiah Smith, editor-in-chief of the Weekly Defender, and his brother Jock Smith, who's a father, husband, engineer, who man who operates in the theater of ideas. And we'll remember President JF Kennedy and discuss, number one, how has his impact been on this generations of Americans? Two, do we still believe in the words of acts not speech in today's society? And three, mainly, can one person still make the difference? So after the break, we'll bring on the Smith brothers. So stay with us. We'll be blessed for having them today. Email us with questions or comments or whatever's on your mind. Please call, dial into our number here, and I will put that on as soon as I remember the number, which is a test case. We understand that this radio broadcast is really more of a test more than anything. So you're listening on Q on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Powell. We'll be right back. So we're back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening on Q on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Eric Powell. Our mission here is to get us on Q and on Q with God's will and his purpose to equip leaders where they are. So follow us on Twitter at Q Leadership, or email us a comment on Q@QLeadership.org. So this week, we remember the life and the legacy of John F. Kennedy and the impact on this nation. And we remember John F. Kennedy discuss what is his impact on generations of Americans. Do we still believe in the words of acts not speech in today's society? And we're introduced to question of the day. JFK, can one person make the difference? So through a virtual applause, let us welcome my friends, brothers, the Smith brothers, the Reverend Nehemiah Smith and his brother, Jock Smith. You know, before we get started, though, I'd like to say something to both of you, which is a little overdue, as I shared to the audience over the last several weeks. My dad, my pops, passed this Easter weekend, and much to my surprise, our family walked into the funeral service, and there were these two brothers. They had driven from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Greenville, Alabama, and just had arrived, and had done that in a day. And it was really delightful for our family to see them there. Not only did they make it, and it's not saying that others who didn't make it or are not true and dedicated friends, but they drove all the way and much to our dismay, had to turn around and go back the same day. So my dad would love seeing Jock, and of course Nehemiah. I know you didn't get a chance to meet my pops, but he loved himself some Jock. So, you know, with that, I just want to share my gratitude and our family of what's happened, and definitely appreciate your support and love and prayers during that time. So the questions I asked them before, there still is a test of the On Cue radio show. So if anyone listening at this point, it is only a test. And the questions I asked before is, number one, what is that one word to describe both of them? Number two, if money was no issue, what would they do each and every day? Number three, how has the impact of JFK's been on this generation of Americans? Number three, do we still believe in the words, acts not, in today's society? And once they answered those, we went to a break, and of course the audience stayed with us. We transitioned to a few more questions about the view of the past week. Do you believe that the words, if we change the words, acts not, in the speech, asked not what the country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country. We changed the word from country to God. We got a lot of feedback from some people on Facebook in their opinion that is unfortunate, no, but both questions are still wish to return to the good old days, except the days target worth ethic, family structure, and moral goodness. And, well, maybe I do miss the good old days. Next question, Ken, was can one person still make the difference? They made some great points. And feel free to go out to our website and look at this and listen to this cast of JFK, Can One Person Make the Difference? And how would you categorize this or distinguish a difference maker and give some examples? And they went through that. And so also announced that we're introducing a new segment to one of the shows in the coming weeks. We call it Domino Talk. And if you ever play dominoes, it's a place where there things are shared, discussed, and laughed about. And I've played many games of dominoes with these brothers and have put them to bed in so many cases, taking them to school. We'll discuss the issues of the day, which is to be unplanned, focus on solutions, and should show that we can disagree without being disagreeable. So that led to another break. We went through, and I closed out saying that JFK gave the country a renewed hope, renewed promise, and when things, tragic things happen, why should they watch these things happen? And given gave us earn a free will through things, and which came, God gave us free will, and good, bad, pain, death. We use his free will to do good or do evil, and the question is, do we honor him with that free will? And he asked us to honor him. Told a story about my wife and her kids, and so went on to the second point was all things work out for God's good. Evil will not prevail. God gave us life to enjoy all things and not just all things to enjoy life. We cannot go around mad because we did not win a lottery or did not win or be mad just because of circumstances in life. And conversely, that is also true. I won a lottery, therefore, I love God and on the hand, we love that money. But so those are some points I made. So Ken, we put your hopes and dreams in earthly things. And if we live our lives focused on these things, I'm doing good, I'm being blessed, leading seemingly blessed life. Let us let down by man every time. We cannot blame God for the wrong in this world. And reward is in heaven and not here on earth. And our satisfaction should be in his reward. The third point of reward, nothing is promised tomorrow. And his grace is sufficient. If you unsettled or you operate outside the will of God, trying to find satisfaction in other places, no honor, no reverence. We just like we tell our children, I tell you to do this and how we think God feels when we don't listen. And the answer is really in the word of God as we go through any problems in our lives. He wants us to honor him, but instead we question him as he is a mere mortar. So the question of the day, can one person make the difference? And one person needs other influences. Some need to go before them. Kennedy was not the first person to be inspired by change of the world. God puts people in place in order to bring out the gifts and needs to be one to another. So it takes a village to raise a child. And so the other person is, there's a need. So if you're listening, this is a test run for Q on Q Radio, so it's not, I'm just going to go through making sure that my voice comes out loud and clear and how to manage and work through Blog Talk Radio, so don't judge me based upon this so far. So at the end of the day, we need more leaders to step up and challenge us, let the tides turn, and ask not what God can do for us, but rather what we can do for God. I challenge all of us to get on cue and come as you are, use what you have and start where you are, and get on cue with God's will and get on cue with his call and his purpose and get others on cue with that purpose. There are a few things. Give honor and glory and praise to Christ our Savior. Those who tune in, my special guests, the Smith Brothers, my producer and daughter Kennedy, better half, wife Ty, youngest Princess Carson, mother, family, sisters, and brothers, and those on Facebook who support our mission and dedicate to a difference maker, a nephew, and this has been On Cue, your host, Eric Powell. Until next week, stay blessed.